Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
505 Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations. Self-high fives all the way around. I mentioned to you last night I had the absolute thrill and honor of hosting, along with Sheriff Carl Leonard, the special salute to Special Olympians. Chesterfield Tech Center is where it took place. Wonderful, wonderful collection of people, 300 people there celebrating the 40th anniversary of the law enforcement torch run. And it's something I've been involved with for many years. I believe passionately in what they do. Carl Leonard, God bless him, has been involved since day one. Did you know that? He's run in every one of those law enforcement torch runs since day one, with the exception of some time when he was deployed on active duty. So it's okay. We'll give him the pass on that one. In the crowd last night, one of my favorite people, Rob Whitman, congressman, represents the 1st District in my beloved Commonwealth. He was there, brought a tribute to Special Olympics that he had entered into the official congressional record. And as I mentioned earlier, Rob Whitman is one of those guys who actually walks the walk in addition to talking the talk. He didn't come by, drop it off, shake a couple hands, and bolt. He was there for the whole evening. Why? Because what I have found through the years is that Rob Whitman is passionate and devoted when it comes to law enforcement issues, disability issues, and I'm just always thrilled to welcome him to the show as well. Rob Whitman, thank you for being here, sir.
Jeff, it was great to be with you, and what an incredible evening. I tell you, if you couldn't leave there motivated by the pure pleasure of the Special Olympians there and what they exhibited yesterday, it was just incredible. I mean, if that doesn't lift your spirits, then nothing does. So.
Absolutely. Everybody, I think, left there walking on clouds. It was just such a wonderful, wonderful event. And thank you for taking the time to be there and that beautiful tribute and the congressional record. I know it meant a lot to everybody there.
Well, it was an honor to be there, an honor to recognize our athletes there, Special Olympians. They do such an incredible job, and their families were there too, and the smiles on their families' faces too matched the smiles on the athletes' faces.
It sure did. We got a couple of big issues we need to address, and they both involve our friends in the Democrat Party. On the federal level, Democrats have voted now, is it 12 times, against reopening the federal government. And Virginia Democrats are now cooking up a plot, it seems, to strip Republicans, if you will, of congressional seats. I'm going to leave it to you. You pick which one you want to start with, and we'll do the other one second, okay?
Well, Jeff, I will start with what's happening in Washington. You know, we need to reopen the government. Listen, it's pretty simple. There is a continuing resolution, which just says, let's continue to fund the government. Nothing added to it. It's just plain and simple. Just fund the government. Right. pay our troops, pay our federal employees, make sure that the nutrition assistance program, better known as food stamps, continue. Those basic elements that are the responsibility of members of Congress to perform their job. And listen, there are lots of other things that we need to be talking about. Yes, but let's open the government and we can have those conversations about health care, about the Affordable Care Act tax credits. We will have those discussions. But the job of Congress is to fund the government and keep it operational. I mean, I go back to 2013 when there was a shutdown, and President Obama said, he said, you don't get to hold the government for ransom for just doing your job.
Right.
You know, this is just doing our job, fund the government. And you don't get to use that as a ransom and say, oh, we want to add all these other things to it. That's what frustrates folks out there, is that, you know, the simple and straightforward efforts that a government needs to undertake can't be tied to all these other different, various other issues. And listen, we need to address those other issues. But when you make one thing conditional on another, you make it almost impossible to legislate. This should be the easiest and most fundamental vote that anybody ever takes up there. Open the government, pay our troops, pay our federal employees, make sure these programs that people rely on continue. That's our most basic responsibility. On September 19th, the House voted clearly, let's fund the government. No questions asked. Let's fund the government.
And has anybody figured out the motivation for Democrats consistently voting to keep it closed? Is it just pure politics protecting Chuck Schumer?
Listen, I think they're worried about certain political aspects of what they're having to deal with within their own party. You know, they keep talking about, well, we want we want to vote on this Affordable Care Act tax credits. Listen, Senator Thune, they said, we'll give you a vote, but vote to open up the government. You're not going to get to hold the government hostage over something else. We'll give you both votes, but vote to open the government first. We'll have the vote on the Affordable Care Act tax credits. And we need to do that. We need to address overall health care costs, which continue to go up. But we need to do those things. And I unfortunately believe that they're trying to tie one to the other. And listen, in the past, Senator Schumer voted 29 times out of 30 times for clean continuing resolutions to open up the government. The one time that he didn't was under President Trump. You make your own decisions about what that means. Under President Biden, there were 13 times where there were votes on continuing resolutions to keep the government open. And in every circumstance, Democrats voted in favor of opening the government there. Read into that what you want. You can look at this and say, hey, is this political or not? I would argue that you take that and you can come to your own conclusions. I would say that there is a political aspect to that. And we just hope that the Democrats would do the same thing that they did under previous administrations.
Wow. Yeah. It really is not all that difficult to connect those dots. What about here in Richmond? We've got a special session being called for Monday. We were both happy to see, I'm pretty sure, our mutual friend, State Delegate Mark Early, last night. He's going to be with us next week to talk more about it. But Virginia Democrats are looking to, redistrict certain people. I got to figure you're on the list, Rob, out of congressional seats.
Yes, and it's just, listen, it's a contradiction and a violation of the Virginia Constitution. The Virginia Constitution is designed, Jeff, to make sure that there's the proper deliberation on anything as important as a constitutional amendment. It requires that there is an election between the time the General Assembly votes the first time to pursue a constitutional amendment and the second time. And the requirement is the General Assembly has to vote twice and it has to pass. And the reason I believe the writers of our Constitution wanted an intervening election is they wanted to make sure that voters could express their opinions with the members of General Assembly that either voted yes or no for these constitutional amendments. That's the level of effort that needs to go in this. And listen, we're in the middle of an election right now. The election started a number of days ago with early voting there. 800,000 people have already voted. Mm-hmm. So you don't get to all of a sudden say we're going to have a special session and count that as one of those votes, because you're supposed to have an intervening election and they want to vote on it again in the General Assembly session in 2026, which will occur there in January and February. So first of all, it doesn't comply with the Constitution. And then second of all, it's interesting how just a few weeks ago, about $300,000 contribution came from Eric Holder, who just happens to be the chairman of the National Democrat Redistricting Commission, that came to Democrats here in Virginia, came to Abigail Spanberger, came to the Democrat caucus. Mm-hmm. So you can see, as people look at this, they ought to ask questions. They ought to go, why all of a sudden this influx of money? Why then all of a sudden a special session being called only for the purpose of calling a special election to redraw congressional districts? And the bottom line is, Jeff, is the reason people voted overwhelmingly, voted 2-1 to say, let's have this bipartisan redistricting commission, because they wanted citizens who are part of that committee and legislators that are part of that committee. They wanted to make sure that it was this bipartisan commission that was making sure that these districts were drawn properly versus just turning it over to a handful of legislators. They wanted to make sure that it's the citizens that have the direction, not the elected. I mean, people in elected office should not be picking their own districts. You know, and I believe firmly in that. And here's the interesting part about it is that, you know, if you look at some of the things that have been said in the past, it really looks at a contradiction. Look at Senator Louise Lucas. Senator Lucas is the president pro tem of the Senate. And when the first referendum passed, she said this package fully encompasses the kind of reform Virginians have wanted mm-hmm. for a long time.
Yep.
They want an equitable, transparent, and bipartisan process to ensure our electoral maps are picked by the people. And I couldn't agree with her more. And you know, other members, you look at Mamie Locke. She said, what Virginians have told us loud and clear is they want voters to choose their legislators, not the other way around. I couldn't agree with them more. I mean, that's what this is all about. And unfortunately, now they want to go down the road to take away the bipartisan districting commission itself and its results and then put it back into the hands of a group of people in the legislature. So now you have legislators picking these districts. It's mind-boggling. It is counter to what every principle is about how representative government should work.
Absolutely. Well, Rob, we're going to leave it there. We're going to be talking about this again. I'll get you back, obviously, to talk about it. I want to get, as I said, State Delegate Mark Early is going to be on next week to chat about it. It's always great to have you here. Thank you again for everything that you do on a regular basis. You got a lot of people out here who really, really, really do appreciate it.
Well, Jeff, thanks so much. Thanks for all that you do. You just do a great job on the air and a great job in the community. I don't know of anybody else that's more involved in everything across the community. I tell folks, I know I'm in the right place when I see Jeff Katz there, and I see you in a lot of different places. So thanks for all you do, too, and being connected with the community.
You're very kind. Have a blessed weekend, brother. That is Rob Whitman, Congressman, representing the 1st District here in my beloved Commonwealth. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 521, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. Yeah, we have made it. Congratulations, self high fives all the way around. Did I mention Rob Whitman is not taking his congressional paycheck while this whole thing is going on, this whole Schumer shutdown nonsense? I'm continually frustrated by it. I know there's some people that just hate the federal government as common thought process. Look, my dad worked for the federal government 40-some-odd years, okay? I am here telling you that there are great people who work for the federal government. They work really, really hard for the federal government. And it's just a bizarre sort of a thing that we are shut down and we don't need to be shut down. We don't need to be in this situation.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you get this so-called continuing resolution, and many of us don't like the idea of this continuing resolution writ large, simply because the way I look at it is, you know what, man, that's like just kicking the can down the road. Come on, you guys got a man up there and pass some actual budgets every once in a while. That'd be a good thing. But in the meantime, which is what a lot of this is about, well, it's the meantime, you got to keep the lights on. There are people who keep attacking President Trump over this East Wing ballroom, right? Why?
Well, it's destroying the integrity of the White House.
Chelsea Clinton had the audacity to talk about the integrity of the White House. It's like, hey, listen, no offense, sweetheart, but... Whew, really? And there's this behavior that the White House has always looked as it does right now.
Well, it's just terrible that he would change things.
My friends, over the period of time the White House has been in place, it's been changed multiple times on the outside, on the inside, remodeling, maintenance, renovation. There's nothing new here. Except, once again, it's Trump. And it's this contempt for President Trump. You need to find another way to focus some of your anger. And no, I don't want your rage to fuel you. Because it's not fueling you, it is fooling you. Your rage is fooling you into believing that somehow President Trump is a Nazi, and he's an authoritarian, and he's the worst thing ever. Because what's happening with that is you folks on the left are developing a mindset that says you can do anything you want. That the rules really don't apply to you because, well, after all, you're stopping Hitler. You referred to Charlie Kirk as Hitler. You attacked, well, you killed Charlie Kirk. I was driving earlier today, right out here on 54, right near Cawthorn. There's a billboard from the Patrick Henry Tea Party. That's been there forever. And they change it. I think it's every month or every 2 months. They put a new image up or new saying or something like that. Well, they had Charlie Kirk on one side and they had essentially RIP Charlie Kirk on the other. You know, somebody defaced that here in Hanover. I mean, that's outrageous. But I have to admire the Patrick Henry Tea Party for leaving it up exactly as it is. Because there's a part of me saying, well, you should have just changed it and fixed it. And I thought, no, let people see. Let people see what the leftists are capable of. It is, as Warren Zevon used to say, not that pretty at all. Rich Herrera is going to be with us at 5:35. I want to find out what's going on with the World Series. I mean, I assume they're still having one, even though the Red Sox are not in it. I don't see the purpose of it, but we'll talk with Rich at 5:35. It is 5:27, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 5:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. Yeah, we have made it. Congratulations. Sell five fives all the way around. Lots of great stuff. Lots of great stuff that you and I have been dealing with this afternoon. Thanks again to everybody last night, the big Special Olympics celebration, 40th anniversary of the law enforcement torch run. And I am determined somehow, some way to be involved again in May when we get the torch back here in Central Virginia. And my dear friend Carl Leonard, the sheriff down there in Chesterfield County, who is serving as the state chair of the law enforcement torch run for this year, has done such an outstanding job. And we are finalizing details on our latest crazy challenge. We haven't quite figured it out yet. We got a couple of things under consideration. As I've told you, I'm still pushing for alligator wrestling. The problem has been locating a suitable alligator. I mean, I've gone to Craigslist. I've even looked at eBay. I thought, well, I'll buy an alligator and then, you know, depending on the size, I'll just flush it down the toilet, right? That's what everybody does. And, well, and I don't want a young alligator that's trying to make a name for himself. I want one of those older alligators. He's been around the block a few times thinking, well, it's either roll around with these two nitwits or become a pair of high-heeled shoes. So nitwits it is. But we're still working on it, and we will have an announcement soon. As you know, I am not a baseball fan. I am a Red Sox fan. I follow the Red Sox. And once the Red Sox are not in active contention for the World Series, then, I don't follow it. And Rich Herrera is supposed to be joining us. What? All right, now listen. Is Herrera really asleep? Wow. Let the record reflect, Your Honorship. I get up bright and early once a week to be on Richmond's Morning News with Rich Herrera. And here, I thought I was being such a good guy, such a nice guy, having him on in the afternoon, and he's not answering his phone. Huh? Wow. All right, do I take it personally, Jerm? Should I be terribly, terribly, terribly offended and insulted? Or, as a former morning guy, shall I simply cut him some slack and say, hey, I get it. When you are up at the crack of dawn, it does happen. Yeah. All right, fine. I know. Believe me when I tell you, it's not anything other than, well, poor guy probably fell asleep. All right. Well, I'll tell you what, Germ, then I think the way that Rich can make this up to you, are you producing again on Monday morning? Because Jeremy has been doing double duty, which is why he has those big giant bags under his eyes, which are then under the bags on his eyes. I mean, he's a tired dude. Just have Rich buy you a little more food on Monday. That's going to be my suggestion. I want you to take a listen to cut number one. Now, this actually comes from NBC, which is a little shocking that they would allow this on their very airwaves, but they did. And it's all about what Democrats are or are not doing with President Trump. Cut number one, please.
You know, the amazing thing about this is we are just 9 months into the Trump presidency, and the level of exhaustion that he has provided each and every day is just beyond belief. It's historical. You just can't imagine it. I mean, on this day in 1962, John F. Kennedy addressed the nation in the Cuban Missile Crisis. That was the highlight of his first year in the presidency, maybe the highlight of his first couple of years in the presidency. Now it's every day, multiple times a day, that we have to focus on something that happened, whether he's destroying the East Wing in the White House, whether he's on again, off again with Vladimir Putin. The question on the budget that I have, J. Mart, you would be probably well primed to answer this, given the fact that you're in Washington most of the time. Where is John Thune, who seems to have an element of common sense in him? Where is he on this?
I think John Thune was hoping Democrats would fold in the first week or 10 days, but I think it was perhaps a conventional thought in Washington and hope that they could peel off 6-7 more Democrats beyond the three that I think first voted to keep the government open. And it just hasn't happened. And so I think Thune is now basically wedded to the Trump-Johnson theory of just trying to hold out. He has offered an olive branch promising Democrats that there'll be almost simultaneous votes to reopen the government and then address the health care issue. But I think Thune is running up against something, which is words we don't typically say, Democratic unity. Mm-hmm. And by the way, I think health care is the vehicle, but let's be honest, this is a general strike. And it's a general strike among Democrats against Donald Trump's abuse of power. It's the only leverage they have.
Yeah.
They don't control the House, Senate, or White House. The one weapon they have in their arsenal politically is we can shut down the government because it takes 60 votes in the Senate to keep the government open. That's all they got. This is their way of registering their opposition to Donald Trump's conduct, what you're talking about day in, day out. Healthcare is good politics. It polls well. I understand that.
Yeah.
This is more a general. Half the country is up in arms about how this man is running this America. And this is what we're going to do to say, you know what, half of America, we get it. We hear you. We're with you. We're pissed, too.
Yeah. And you see those protests where they had 2 million more than last June. So maybe. Yeah.
Totally.
So, Madam Talking Head, they didn't have 2 million more than June. They had a total of 600,000 across America, which, you know, good for them, I suppose. But it would be great if there weren't as much, what's a technical term? Right, lying. Lying would be the term going on about this. It's a little disturbing when you look at it, you listen to it, you hear it. That being said, I will tell you that it's purely on the Democrats, and at least that guy sort of kind of acknowledged that. Did you hear all of what he said? Because yeah, it's the only thing that the Democrats have. Okay. But by saying that, he acknowledged that it was the Democrats. Now, he may be giving it all sorts of laudatory reasoning, but he did acknowledge it's the Democrats who are doing this. Pure, plain, and simple. Does it end? Well, I suppose at some point it ends, right? Doesn't it have to end at some point? Again, I would kind of think that it does. It would be great, would it not, to get the government back up and running. What about the folks who right now are dealing with lack of a paycheck? What about those folks who right about now are saying, wow, how are we going to make our way? How are we going to pay some bills? Because those are real issues. Those are absolutely, positively real issues. And they can't be ignored. They just can't. Whether it's going to come to a resolution this week or next week, I don't know. I really don't. I don't know. What I do know is that there are some good people who right now are going to be in a bad place. But it's not due to President Trump. And in fact, you can see just with these polling numbers that America realizes it's not President Trump. President Trump's numbers are still pretty high, holding steady. And those big-time Democrats are seeing their numbers plunge. John Fetterman has been one of the consistent Americans in the U.S. Senate on the Democrat Party side. That's not me saying it. That's him saying it. He's saying, hey, I put my party above the country, right? No, I put my country above the party. And that's what makes him so unique. 546, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. They set up tents and porta potties. Oh, Mr. Ambassador, welcome to the United States. Oh, yeah, just go to the second porta potty on the left and then look for those folding chairs. Hey, welcome to America. I don't know that it's the most important thing, but I will tell you this. Presidents for years, decades, have said we actually do need a bigger space. We got to have this ballroom. So President Trump said, okay, I'm kind of in the building business. It's what I've done my whole life. We're going to get this done. And it doesn't involve a single solitary taxpayer dollar. It's all donations that is covering the construction of this. And it's not like he's taking it with him. That's been the other thing. Well, you know, he's just building himself a ballroom. You can't fold this up and take it with you when you leave office. He's doing it for the nation. And don't delude yourself thinking that the White House has never been renovated. The White House has been under a state of renovation and repair, essentially since the day it was first built. All right. It is Friday. A couple of things happen on Friday. First of all, I wish you a Shabbat Shalom. If you are hebraically challenged, it simply means have yourself a great weekend. As we have done since October the 7th, 2023, we conclude today by playing Hatikva, which is the Israeli national anthem. Hatikva is Hebrew for the hope. Have a great weekend, God willing. You and I get the chance to do this all over again on Monday, starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.